Imagine being told that the path to happiness isn't avoiding pain, but embracing it. This counterintuitive wisdom forms the foundation of Phil Stutz's revolutionary approach to mental health. Unlike traditional therapy that endlessly analyzes your past, Stutz offers practical tools, visualization exercises that create immediate change when practiced consistently. His methods, which have transformed the lives of Hollywood elites from Jonah Hill to Jennifer Aniston, challenge our culture's obsession with comfort and immediate gratification. What makes his approach so powerful? It begins with accepting a fundamental truth. The fantasy of an ideal, pain-free life is the very thing making us miserable. Our culture perpetuates a dangerous illusion that somewhere exists an ideal world where everything comes easily and unpleasant experiences can be avoided. This fantasy suggests something is wrong with you if you're struggling. The reality couldn't be more different. Pain and adversity are inevitable. The future is inherently uncertain. Meaningful accomplishment requires discipline and effort. You are not special enough to avoid these aspects. And most importantly, this will never change. Real life isn't a frozen postcard moment, but a dynamic process with constant movement. When you stop fighting against reality, you free up enormous energy that can be directed toward creative response rather than futile resistance. The person who accepts life's unavoidable truths paradoxically becomes more capable of navigating them skillfully. Sometimes the harder choice is not prescribing medication. Consider Joe, a successful English professor who fell into paralyzed funks between public appearances. Antidepressants would have reinforced his problematic belief that external things should regulate his internal state. Believing circumstances outside yourself will make you happy is false hope. Either the hoped-for thing doesn't happen, or its effect quickly wears off, leaving you worse than before. Viktor Frankl observed that Auschwitz prisoners who pinned hopes on liberation by Christmas died in greater numbers when it didn't materialize. Depression represents the failure of the outer world to take care of you, and can become a profound teacher if you're willing to learn from it. The solution involves taking responsibility for your own mood regardless of external conditions. One powerful tool is transmutational motivation. Fully feel your depressed state, then imagine a powerful energy flow above your head. Picture yourself taking a specific action representing forward movement. Visualize flying into this picture by feeling yourself take that action. This 15-second exercise can transform your emotional state when practiced during dark moments. Negative thinking spirals rapidly. What begins as rational concern becomes obsessive, painful thoughts that hound you relentlessly. These thoughts are dynamic, seeking to displace anything healthy, irrational, exaggerated or disconnected from reality, and habitual, strengthening with practice. To control your inner demon, you need gratefulness, a force stronger than negative thinking. Unlike positive thinking, which focuses on future events, gratefulness connects you to the present moment and the moving force of wholeness that exists now. Try this. Spend 30 seconds thinking of things you're grateful for, from major blessings to everyday conveniences like hot water or transportation. As grateful thoughts emerge, you'll feel one with the universe and gain confidence in controlling your mind. This approach isn't just about feeling better, it's about engaging with a different kind of intelligence. When you generate grateful thoughts, you're aligning with the creative motion of the universe itself. With practice, you develop the ability to shift your mental state at will, rather than being controlled by negative thoughts. Time has become our adversary, something we never have enough of despite technological advances. The more machines we own, the less time we seem to have. We've forgotten time's sacredness. Three tools can restore our relationship with time. Submission treats activities as sacred, bringing them to completion without interruption. Commitment connects past, present, and future by keeping promises to ourselves. Patience accepts that creation happens over time through co-creation with something larger. Notice how differently you experience time when fully engaged in meaningful work versus anxiously watching the clock. In the former, time becomes expansive, in the latter, an enemy. By treating time as sacred rather than a resource to maximize, you transform your entire relationship with life. Our symbolic sky, the societal safety net of institutions we rely on, feels like it's falling. Rising anxiety, widespread insomnia, and a pervasive sense that something is terribly wrong dominate society. But the real adversary isn't external, it's within us. This inner adversary, which Stutz calls Part X, uses dissatisfaction as its weapon. It keeps you trapped in comfort without growth, promises magical fulfillment through achievements, maintains the belief that the world is against you, and creates impulsive reactions you feel compelled to follow. When you're about to take a risk, it whispers to stay safe. When you achieve something, it shifts the goalposts, ensuring you never feel satisfied. When things go wrong, it convinces you you're being uniquely victimized. Part X's greatest trick is making you believe external circumstances cause your dissatisfaction, when the real problem is this inner force that would remain dissatisfied in any situation. Recognizing this pattern gives you the freedom to make different choices, ones that lead toward growth rather than comfortable stagnation. We live in an angry world where rage surfaces quickly in everyday interactions. Though easier to spot in others, we all harbor this emotion. The savage beasts beneath our civilized surfaces emerge surprisingly fast when triggered. The solution involves three steps: self-assertion, intensifying the anger, self-control, visualizing yourself under the stars to dissolve it, and active love, sending loving energy to whoever provoked you. This process transforms anger's energy rather than repressing it, strengthening your sense of self and freeing you from victimhood. What makes this approach powerful is its acknowledgement of anger's raw energy while providing a pathway to transform it. With practice, the process becomes faster and more automatic, giving you mastery over emotions that might otherwise control you. The transformed energy becomes available for creative purposes rather than being wasted on resentment. This higher self expresses itself through love instead of hate, giving you silent courage, infinitely stronger than all the screaming in the world. Life's meaning comes from connecting to something larger than ourselves, not from comfort or achievement. When we face reality's challenges with tools that transform our relationship to pain, we discover that what we've been running from contains exactly what we need. Stutz's practices aren't mere coping mechanisms, they're pathways to deeper engagement with life. By accepting pain as inevitable, transforming anger into creative energy, practicing gratitude in difficult moments, and treating time as sacred, we develop spiritual muscles that help us thrive amid life's challenges. The question isn't whether you'll face difficulty, that's guaranteed. The question is whether you'll develop the inner resources to transform difficulties into opportunities for growth. The tools are available, the practice is daily, and the rewards, a life of authentic connection and spiritual depth, are immeasurable. In a world obsessed with avoiding discomfort, the truly revolutionary act is facing reality with courage and discovering that what you've been seeking was hidden in the very challenges you've been trying to escape.